Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown with thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone. Midlands 103.
Hey Carl, here's what's been happening in the world of music. Sharon Osbourne is set to unveil an Ozzy Osbourne Museum in the Rockers' native town of Birmingham. The museum would feature interactive elements and a deep collection of memorabilia from the singer's more than 55-year career, from the formation of Black Sabbath in the late 60s and through to his solo career. Taylor Swift is once again leading the nominations at another award show. In this year's MTV Europe Music Awards, she is up for 7 awards, including Best Artist, Best Song and Best Video for Antihero. We've also got Best Pop and Best Live for her Era tours. Other artists getting multiple nominations for this year's EMAs is Olivia Rodrigo, Cesar, Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat. British pop star Ed Sheeran has been honoured with a special Brit Billion Award as he becomes the first British artist to surpass 10 billion streams in the UK. And finally, Chasing Abby is holding an all-ages fan experience at the Bridge Centre next Saturday, the 14th of October from 2pm. There will be meet and greets, live performances, prizes and Q&As with the boys themselves. So this will be one not to miss.
Oh, good stuff, Sarah. Thanks a lot for that update. Now, we always have IMC cinema tickets up for grabs. We do again, Sarah. What is our question for today?
So this week, the question is, what is your favourite quote of a movie, from a movie? So what's your favourite quote from a movie?
Yeah, so Sarah just walked in a few minutes ago, just before this, so she didn't give me any notice on this. And every single quote that comes into my head has a curse in it. For example, the very first quote that came into my head is from a movie, Heartbreak Ridge, with Clint Eastwood. And he's a kind of high up in the sort of military. And he goes to a military camp and all the personnel are there. But he looks around the camp and he thinks it's a bit of a mess. And he just uses three words to describe the whole thing. And I can't finish the third word. He just says, "This is a cluster."
Yeah.
The last part begins with F, right?
Do you know what? Mine is exactly the same. The first one that came to my mind was the one from Pulp Fiction. Do you know in the beginning when they're in the diner and they're eating pancakes?
Mm.
There's then a lady that stands up and she... there's a lady that then stands up and she says something very rude.
Yes.
But it's a great line.
Somebody can text or WhatsApp it into us, I'm sure.
I'm sure they can. Another good one is from Con Air, and that's put the bunny back in the box.
That's right. I love the start, you know, where you realise that it isn't a normal flight. You're sitting on the flight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it becomes Con Air. They just, who's it that stands up at the top? Is it John Malkovich? He just stands up at the front
yes,
of everyone.
It is.
And he says, "Welcome to Con Air."
Yeah.
Normally that's welcome to the Aer Lingus flight or what? Yeah. The Ryanair flight.
And there's another great line in that as well when they're listening to that song, Sweet Home Alabama, and they say, "Oh, how funny is this listening to a band that died on a..."
Oh, yeah, I know, matter what. So look, people just get in their thoughts. What's your... Give it to us again, the question, Sarah.
So the question this week to win those two tickets to the movies is, what is your favourite quote from a movie? Let us know. WhatsApp on 083 3010 103. So text or WhatsApp 083 3010 103.
Thank you. We'll catch you back in the next hour about 1:30 and you can update us on series and movies.
Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown with thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone. Midlands 103.
Carl, it's time to update your watch list with these movies and series. After 5 years off the air, Big Brother is back this Sunday on ITV2. The reality TV competition will now have two hosts, presented by AJ Adudu and entrepreneur Will Best. The Big Brother house has undergone a huge refurbishment, but viewers can expect plenty of traditional moments like live evictions. It's October, and if you're ready and waiting for spooky season to start already, you don't have to wait much longer. Because on Friday the 13th of October, Disney Plus are releasing a brand new rework of the Goosebumps series, which is based on R.L. Stine's worldwide best-selling book series, Goosebumps. It will follow a group of 5 high schoolers as they embark on a shadowy and twisted journey to investigate the tragic passing 3 decades earlier of a teen named Harold Biddle, while also undertaking dark secrets from their parents' pasts. Keeping with a Halloween horror theme, on the 19th of October, Netflix are releasing a limited series called Body, following four detectives on four timelines with one body. To save Britain's future, they need to solve the murder that altered the course of history. And finally, get ready to explore the dark and twisted world of The Boys with Gen V. The latest addition to the franchise that takes you to Goldakin University. This prestigious superhero-only college is where the next generation of heroes are trained, with the ultimate goal of landing lucrative endorsements. As they compete for grades and popularity, the stakes are higher than ever when superpowers are involved. But when a sinister force takes hold of the school, the young supers must make a choice. Will they turn hero or villain? Now streaming on Amazon Prime.
Oh, thanks a million for that, Sarah. Will you remind us again of the question from the last hour to win IMC Cinema tickets, please?
Yeah, what is your favourite movie quote? So what is your favourite quote from a movie?
Let me see. I'm just looking through here on the screen. Do you want me to read out a few that came in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, go on.
Jerry's in Ballinahound. He says, you're going to need a bigger boat. That's from Jaws. You can't handle the truth. That's from Catherine. What was that? A Few Good Men, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That's Claire Gavin. And that's from the movie Forrest Gump, isn't it? I'm Innocent. Shawshank Redemption. That's Pat Hines in Athlone.
Do you know what I love about these, Carl?
Is
that when they're out of context, they're absolutely incomprehensible.
I know. Like, you have to be watching the movie for them to mean anything. And particularly, you have to know the movie and remember for them to mean anything. If you're not the crazy Dirty Harry, everyone knows this one, Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, punk, make my day. Where, you know, he's got a gun in his hand and he wants him to do something wrong so he can shoot him. We all know those ones, and they're pretty big, isn't it?
They're all great movies. Good movies for this weekend, you know, to go and sit down and watch.
Well, I'll leave you just with one classic one for the moment. Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner, Dirty Dancing. That's Trisha Duffy listening to us in the green in Clara this afternoon.
The one no one's mentioned yet is the one that goes, surely you've got to be kidding. He's like, I'm not kidding, and don't call me Shirley.
It's brilliant. We'll have you back in the next hour, Sarah. You will have the winner first of those cinema tickets, and you'll tell us all about what's on the big screen in the cinemas as well.
I will do.
Thanking you.
Bye.
This Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown, with thanks to Supermax and Papa John's, Irish Town Athlone. Fitlands 103.
Hey Carl, it's time for All Things Cinema News with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week we have one re-release for Disney's 100 year celebration and three new movies for you to enjoy this weekend. First is the re-release, The Princess and the Frog, screening in all four cinemas. If you don't know the storyline, The Princess and the Frog is an animated comedy set in the great city of New Orleans. From the creators of The Little Mermaid and Aladdin comes a modern twist on a classic tale, featuring a beautiful girl named Tiana, a frog prince who desperately wants to be human again, and a fateful kiss that leads them both on a hilarious adventure through the mystical bayous of Louisiana. Next is the first of our three new movies, The Exorcist Believer, which is in all four cinemas and look screens in Mullingar. A father's convictions are put to the test when two young girls become afflicted by demonic possession. Second is Blackberry, which is only in Athlone and Tullamore cinemas. This is a narrative about the quick rise and fall of the world's first smartphone. And finally, you have The Hurler, A Champion's Tale, which you can watch in Thurles. When Ireland's most notorious amateur sports star becomes the first man in history to fail a test for PEDs, he agrees to coach the country's worst team in order to try and rebuild his shattered reputation.
Super duper. Thanks a million for that, Sarah. That was all the bits we need to know, because you could take ages looking up this and that and the other in Google and not know what you're at.
Absolutely. And I just want to say a quick sorry for being a little bit later this afternoon.
That's okay.
I do have a good reason. I'm currently looking after a car from Hugo Luna Motors. I'm doing a review on it. So if you head over to any of our socials, so Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know, all those meta places, and you'll see why I'm being a little bit later.
And that was fine. She did say to me, do you mind this hour? We're going to be a tiny bit later. I said, you've stuff to do, we'll still get it done. And you even have a winner of IMC Cinema tickets here as well with you.
I do. Trisha Duffy, well done. You are going to the cinema. You've got two tickets on the way to you.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you for that, Sarah. Thanks for the rundowns, all of the 3 hours on the afternoon show today. In the meantime, have yourself a super weekend, and we'll catch you again maybe next Friday. Alrighty.
The Supermax Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Supermax and Papa John's Irish Town Athlone. Open for customers throughout the day and home of Ireland's finest chicken breast sandwich, meal deals and pizza deals. Bedlands.